Backseat Producers, episode number 293, Haywire.
He was the normal guy in the commercials.
Oh.
With a caveman, and then, like, turned out that the guy was right, you know, never mind.
What?
It was a whole thing. Like, they were playing Scrabble, and he played Neanderthal, and the guy got upset because it was a slur.
I don't get that reference.
What?
I don't get the reference.
It was a commercial. They were playing Scrabble. He played
the caveman is very, very, very sensitive.
There was a whole story.
I know.
The cavemen came back and they were like, hey, you know, you're so easy a caveman could do it is kind of really insensitive to cavemen everywhere. Yeah. And so then they did a series of commercials and the cavemen got upset when people made fun of them.
Yes, constantly getting upset, yes. The caveman would be at a party and someone would make some comic reference and he'd get all depressed and be out on the patio.
They had a whole bunch of them.
They were pretty good. I mean, taking the whole political correctness and just flipping on its head.
Hey, Daryl, you got my messages yesterday?
For Haywire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. You never responded, so I wasn't sure.
Yes. So I did not rewatch it in vain. I did not rewatch 75%.
Yeah, I watched it last night, so.
I watched part of it yesterday and the rest of it today.
I watched most of it today.
So I had to get everything done yesterday.
But then Melina yelled at me to leave because she hates it. And she wanted to come back upstairs and watch TV.
Alright, so next week, are you going to be able to see Gravity?
Yeah.
Gravity then.
We'll do Gravity next week because that was what we were supposed to do for today. Okay. And I've seen it.
Wow, my name's Tony. I didn't work for like 4 weeks.
Two and a half. Six months.
Seen it twice.
Whoa.
I'm not going to lie. I've seen it twice. Granted, I have access. I do get access to free theater movies, but that's how much I liked that movie.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of the heavy reviews on it are spectacular.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, so we got... this weekend, next week. Are you going to be able to come on next week, too?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect.
This is a pretty grueling schedule.
I know. Back to weekly.
Man, Tony, I was on my way here, and I was like, man, why did I do this so late? And then I was like, oh, wait, doing your kids, I got to go to bed. Man, am I always this tired when I come out here for this? I got to practice, and you know how it is. You got to ease back into it after you've been away from it for a while. Yeah, I expect the first couple times aren't going to be any good.
Sounds like everything.
Yes, I was off my yoga for about 2.5 weeks, so now I'm getting all back into it again.
Get to re-limber?
Pretty much.
Get yourself all stretched out again?
Pretty much. Some parts don't need stretching. They're fine just as they are.
I don't know what that means.
It's getting weird.
I've decided to put on weight for the winter, guys. So
it's always appropriate.
Melina did her diet.
Less layers.
Yeah.
Melina did her diet. You have to dress with more layers.
So I decided to pick up the slack in the house. The total poundage on par.
If you can eat the things that she's not eating.
You're helping her.
It's helping. Yes. It is.
You're leaving the guild.
It keeps balance to the fold.
Yeah. The problem is that we don't eat together, and so she doesn't make me go to places I don't want to eat. I don't order food.
Hey, you should only eat half of that. I'll eat the rest.
Let's go to this place. I hate going to that place. But I hate the dinner discussion more, so I'll go there. I hate the food, so I'll order something and not eat it.
Well, you were having fun in Florida. I was crashing my van.
What?
Yes.
Into what?
Your work van?
Yes.
What'd you hit?
Another car on the Poplar Street Bridge.
Better than a person.
Yeah, I was coming up off the Illinois side on that. Unfortunately, got pushed out of the 64 lanes.
From the strip lanes, clubs?
So I had to come around the other side, and I was trying to merge into the other lane, and the 44 exit traffic had stopped.
As it often
just
does.
Just couldn't stop it in time.
Oh.
So it was a three-car pileup.
Well, if you're going to go bad.
I guess. It's like the only way you can go anymore.
It's a hell of a threesome.
Yes. It's not the kind of three, not the kind of rear end.
Is that the devil's three-way?
That's the devil's three-way. Needless to say, I did not have a good time.
Yeah, no shit.
I had a fine time while you were gone.
Well, anyway.
Lots of Minecraft, I guess.
I had my review at work, and I got a raise that is ridiculous.
Good for you.
Come up like 15%.
Not
it's
bad.
Fucking ridiculous.
They really like you.
Something.
Well, that's good.
And I was like, oh, now I feel bad for looking for another job.
So we're ready to roll this thing out?
Yeah.
Yes, let's go.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Daryl.
This is Jolie.
This is David.
We're the Backseat Producers, and we're back, but we haven't been gone. So that is what's going on.
Tell you what I'm really excited about?
This is episode 293, 8 more episodes to 300.
Yes.
Are we doing something for 300?
We can record something that week.
Ooh, you know what we could do?
300.
We could do 300. We already did 300.
We did 300.
300 plus.
We're going to do it again.
The next 300.
We could do Desolation of Smog.
That should be out by then.
Mm-hmm. I can do math, yes. I'm excited about that. Coincidentally, that's what I'm excited about.
If all goes well, 300 will be released on December 16th.
Hmm. All right.
And then we'll have one more week of recording after that, and then we'll probably have to take a break because of Christmas falling on a Wednesday and New Year's Day falling on a Wednesday.
I will be drunk both of those days.
I plan on being at least mostly drunk those days. Speaking of getting drunk while I was on vacation, Epcot's Food and Wine Festival is going on, and they have these signs that are like, eat your way around the world.
Wow.
And I did.
Huh. Huh.
See, there was kimchi dogs with spicy mustard sauce.
Mm.
That was good. I had to wash it down with some soju. That was excellent. And I had some. I had a brat in Germany. I had fisherman's pie in Ireland.
No, you can't trust the Irish, Tony.
They make good fisherman's pie.
So, I think they're pretty much the only people who make fisherman's pie.
Probably. Just mashed potatoes and lobster.
This all sounds crab. Like regret food. This doesn't sound like the kind of food that you...
No. Archon, the hot dogs at Archon are regret dogs. I dubbed them that.
Did you get a hot dog at Archon?
I did.
Oh, man.
Tony.
It was a regret dog, and it was... Yeah.
I'm your sponsor. You should have called me.
So, I had numerous drinks. Found a new favorite in Kung Fu Punch.
What?
Mango. It's a mango and orange-based drink that has vodka and triple sec.
And then it punches you in the face?
Oh, no. It punches you in the heart in the best way possible. It's awesome.
I'm already working on a protective layer of fat around my heart, Tony. So I
drank a lot. Through the course of going around.
Was it in the golf ball?
No, it was outside of the golf ball.
That doesn't sound very cool.
Did you go inside?
No, we didn't, because the thing that was inside looked completely lame.
It's ridiculously lame. It's like a future. It's like a slow motion ride through animatronic hell.
And that's it. It looked like, well, the brochure said it was the history of communication.
Yeah, it's way lame. It's really lame.
I like the history of communication. Like, we've arrived at some clarion point in human history that
we can look back.
Oh, you remember how bad it used to be? No, it's getting worse. Like, we're still in that. It's still that bad. That's what's still happening.
So I start the journey around that lake at Epcot, And that's where the World Showcase is, where all the booths are. So the first stop is Scotland. Mm-hmm. I bypass Scotland. Scotland's new this year. Scotland has a flight of scotches, which is Glenfiddich 12, 15, and 18.
Whoa.
Nice.
That is my end point.
You didn't go.
You were doing the world's end.
I did. Yeah. I did that, and I waited. I didn't do it at the beginning. I walked all the way around and came back to that. Then at the end.
You didn't get haggis on a stick?
They did not have... they had vegetarian haggis.
Oh. What is
or vegetable
that?
Haggis.
That's racist.
I think it was.
Totally they had to make up for the scotch somehow. Lame.
But the scotch was fantastic.
Yeah, but it was.
I've got a number of pictures of me drinking the scotch.
No, it wasn't completely.
That no was pictures the, of the kids.
That was the highlight of my vacation. That 3 to 5 minute drinking of scotch.
Whoa.
Wow.
It was only about that much in each glass.
You know, for the amount of time you were gone, this is kind of like a sex session.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of work for 3 to 5 minutes worth of the best of the trip. Yeah.
Kind of. But yeah, otherwise it was a good trip. The kids had a good time. Aaron became
wow.
A
Believe
princess.
Me, I heard about a it
princess.
A lot. A lot.
Have you seen those pictures of Aaron?
No.
You need to stop looking.
Go to Facebook.
I'm not looking up pictures of Tony's kids. I like Tony's kids. I don't need to see pictures of them. I'll just see them when I'm out here.
Yep. All right, so...
Where did we... She and I went somewhere. We went to the circus, and like for like half the circus, she was taking video of it, not watching it. Like, what are you doing?
So,
first off, you're never going to look at these pictures. You're never going to look at these pictures. But you are not watching the thing we are here to watch.
We went... When we were at Magic Kingdom, they do this show on the castle, and they're projecting light on the castle, mm-hmm. and they've got video, like moving video on the castle. At one point, halfway through it, Wreck-It Ralph shows up, climbs up the castle, and it's like wrecking the castle.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was pretty cool. So,
Wreck-It Ralph's a good movie.
We're watching this happen, and Julie and I are just watching it. The kids are sitting over there on the ground watching. And, like, everybody around us is holding up their cell phones and their cameras, and they're just recording. And they're looking at this majestic spectacle in front of them in screens that are, like, 4 inches
Sure, you
tall.
Gotta Instagram and that like, shit, man.
What are you doing?
Here's what I don't understand.
Why don't you just enjoy it?
This is what I want people to rise up. Listen, everybody else is taking a picture. You don't have to!
Yeah!
Everyone else here is doing it already! If you want to go look at it, you can just Google
just
it.
Just go on YouTube and look at Just watch it. You
yes,
can watch
but
it later.
How do you prove to your friends that you're better and you're having a better time than them?
But
what better way to do that?
Show that.
First off, this face
better for yourself.
They already know. They already know.
So I made a point to take pictures, like, at one point during one of the shows, I took a picture, like, at the castle, turned around, and took a picture of all the people going, that. It was pretty great.
Tony, the circus is terrible.
Yes.
It is for children, and they coughed on me the entire time. And also...
Did they do the thing where the cat jumped from, like, a 3-story platform?
No, they had 20 tigers, though.
That's kind
of
cool.
That was a lot of... That's why we went. It was a lot of tigers.
That's a lot of pussy.
It was... They were massive, too. And they, like, snarled at the dude, and it was like... You know the trainer in A Bug's Life?
Yes.
Yeah, it was that guy. That was pretty hilarious. But also, most of the circus acts for the women, pretty stark. I'm like, I can't, if we were playing a game that was, are we at the circus or a strip club, I would have difficulty telling you which one we were at. Like, yeah, the curtain chicks and like the really skinny, like the like climb with a curtain and rolling down. I'm like,
Yeah.
I saw this in Vegas. I know how this one ends. It was a weird... Going to things as an adult that are for children is a weird experience.
Yeah, that's what I did for a week and a half.
Yeah, I bet. It was probably a little less
so
pornographic. Although I bet Minnie always struck me as a slut.
Minnie? I got a kiss from Minnie.
Minnie's DTF, man.
What a whore.
Yes. He throws herself at everybody.
So the one thing that I've been to New Orleans, and I've been to Vegas.
Sure.
And I've been to...
Orlando. You didn't go to Vegas with me, Tony.
I did not go
You
to
didn't
Vegas.
Make any mistakes.
No.
Nobody in your party got a hand job at a strip club.
That's true.
Or marriage counseling in a taxi.
That is also
before
true.
Or after the hand job.
We did
before.
We did have a member of our group want to ask a horse for a ride home.
We did that.
That was a group of two of us. This was in New Orleans. It was a group of two, and it wasn't me.
Yeah. Those poor horses.
We need to. Can we ask him for a ride back to the hotel? We're not asking the cop. Who's riding the horse? Not the cop. The horse.
Melina, please stop touching the horse. Please stop touching the horse. We're in the middle of Mardi Gras. Please stop touching the horse. I do not want to get clubbed.
So, there are no signs, at least, for any strip clubs in and around the Orlando area.
So this and is I think the worst.
This
is the greatest crime of our generation.
It is, because you have this place that sells the idea of dreams and fantasies, right? That is their business.
Tony, you live 10 minutes away from where those dreams and fantasies were fun and fantasy.
Okay, but think about the missed opportunity of having strippers dressed as Disney princesses.
Well, wow, that's pretty twisted.
No, it's not.
Somebody's getting sued.
No, see, the thing is you don't dress them exactly like them.
Oh, I see.
You just call them those names because those names aren't trademarks. They can't be because they're... Now, you can't call them, like, Aurora, because that's a proper name that they gave. You don't call her Belle, you call her Beauty. Call her Snow White, because Snow White is... That's all in the public domain. All those characters are in the public domain.
Is it? Is Snow White in the public domain now?
Oh, yeah. It's been a... Dude, that's
75
like
years?
1,400 Snow White.
Yeah, most of those stories are.
They're all fairy tales.
Yeah, they're...
You don't have them dress exactly like... Yeah. They're all old German fairy tales.
All right.
So you just call them those names.
Could they really be white, though? Could it be like Snow Off White?
Yeah. You'd be Snow White.
Snow Beige.
I don't understand why the strippers have to dress like Disney princesses when they just...
He gets it.
Oh,
I kind of get it. I was never really into Disney.
No, but... So you have the opportunity... You have families going to these places. And you could see how the family thing works because it's children, moms, and grandmas. And at some point, within a radius of about 20 yards around this group, there's a guy who's like this.
I saw many of him at the circus.
Down, yeah.
And I was like, Melina, look. Look at how miserable that guy is. He hates being here. He hates his life.
And that's exactly how it was at Disney. Those guys need a break.
He could be at home watching the Seahawks and the Cardinals right now, but he's here.
Or he could be at the strip club.
Or he could be at the strip club.
The Princess Strip Club.
You can't go to the strip club every day.
No, not every day.
It's
a vacation. You're on vacation. Come on.
That's a harder sell on a vacation.
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah, it is. It's, a vacation is to get away from your ordinary life.
Yeah,
my ordinary life isn't. All right.
See, the thing is, on vacation, you're kind of confined to the group you're with.
Yeah.
Unless you have a bigger group that you're going with, it's like, hey, me and the guys are going to go to the bar and watch the baseball game.
So what you're saying is these strip clubs, they should have, like, babysitting.
Yes. The strippers need to have some place to have their kids
watch.
They need
to have some sort of family activity. Segregated family activity. Daddy, go in this room. Mommy's go in this room. Kids go in this room. I don't know what's in the women's room, but I imagine it's just quiet. Like they just want to be away.
People that listen.
The appeal of the mommy room is that there are not men or children.
Yeah, there's
there.
White wine.
There's wine and chocolate.
It's quiet.
It's quiet. It's
like dimly lit, but really comfortable couches. No one's asking questions.
Everybody's napping.
No one wants anything from you.
It's the Ink and Paint Club.
You just spent an uncomfortable amount of time on your phone. Is this a thing or
no?
Okay.
They look guilty. Just got called out for passing notes in class.
Alright, so this week we're talking about Haywire.
Yes.
Oh, I watched the wrong movie.
Oh.
I watched Short Circuit.
Bird on a Wire.
I didn't need to watch Short Circuit, Tony. I've seen it so many times.
We own Short Circuit.
I own Short Circuit and Short Circuit too. My mom bought it for me 2 years ago because she knew how much I loved it when I was a kid. That's a long memory and a very specific gift.
Yeah. You know how long I waited to give you Logan's Run for your 30th birthday?
Probably. 200 years, it's probably.
29 years.
Pretty close to
somewhere it. In the Book of Revelation, it's like in there. Watch for Logan's Run on date of year 30.
All right, so next week we are going to do Gravity.
Mm-hmm. We have we'll
no
see,
clue
Tony.
What's going to happen after that?
We'll see if I make it out to the theater.
Oh, he will.
I can get you passes.
Oh, oh well.
Oh, wow, there you go. Where's your incentive?
You're coming back.
I'll go on Monday. I don't want to watch the Rams lose to the Seahawks.
How did Sausages do? What did we clear on that?
Hey, Tony, I paid you.
Yes, today. I saw that. Thank you.
Booyah.
So before the event, the money that we took in before Friday of Archon, which was 3 weeks ago at this point.
Oh my God, it's already been 3 weeks.
Yeah. So before the event, we took in $2,200. We earmarked $1,500 for the event, buying the perks, all that, paying for the hotel room, all that good stuff.
All the sunk costs.
Yeah, so...
$500, that's probably going to go start the Disney Princess Strip Club.
Yes.
The Ink and Pink Club.
She's called the Ink and Pink Club, because I'm not okay with that. Unless we're going to do tattoos and stripping. Because I am okay with that.
That's appropriate.
Special guest appearance by Jessica Rabbit.
She's not real.
Neither are the other.
But it is a Disney property.
It is a Disney property.
So we had $700 earmarked for the charity before the event started.
Okay.
Which is better than last year. Last year we had $200 earmarked before the event started. Last year we took in $1,300 at the door through donations throughout the course of the event. This year we took in $1,400 through the course of the event. So we're we're going to be donating somewhere in the range of $2,100, which is $600 more than last year.
I like the terms that you use for this. Earmarked, somewhere in the range. It just sounds like a Congress hearing.
Yeah, well, I haven't done all the
I just smell corruption.
I haven't done all the math yet, and I still need to order shirts and glasses, because I thought I had enough glasses, but everybody wants glasses.
Well, speaking of which,
I don't know what you want. I need to get that from you.
I got yelled at because I told you I didn't want the glasses.
You want glasses?
I do, now.
Okay.
I told you that.
Yeah.
All right.
I think. I've got it on a spreadsheet.
I was like, yeah, I told Tony I wanted the one with the glasses. No, I need those. Need is probably a strong word. There's only two people here. We have like 50 glasses.
The Sausage Fist glasses are pretty epic, though.
We've got
four of them.
Many of them already.
All right. So,
wait, are those pens only $20?
Yes.
Is that what?
Yeah.
Man,
they're going to be a perk next year, and I'm not sure exactly what they're going to be. They're going to be much higher than $20.
Yeah, well, probably. But between then and now.
I've got a line on the guy who makes it. So. He and I share the same name. Funny how that
Two
works.
Of them.
Three of them.
Man, your dad was not invented when he named you.
No.
Probably because he doesn't like you.
So, Haywire, what'd you think?
Tony, this movie was better the second time, and I still didn't like it.
Okay. Daryl, what'd you think?
Love every Jacksoner. Still enjoyed it, though.
I love this movie. It's like, this is one of my top picks for what did it come out, 2011? Yeah, I love this movie. I love this movie so much that we have the poster hanging on our wall.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, for me, this movie felt like, you know how Steven Seagal made action movies in, like, the late 80s? Well, actually, the early 90s.
Tony, I'm fast Steven Seagal. Yeah.
All right, so...
I am under siege, too.
There were movies that he didn't make that they handed off scripts to Cynthia Rothrock.
I don't know who
was. She was a female...
Sure.
Steven Seagal.
Okay. Action hero.
This felt like...
Did she get really fat?
This...
I kind of want her to have...
I don't know.
Like, I want the Steven Seagal effect to be a thing where, that like, would be everybody that got handed a script from Steven Seagal turned into, like, the weird... Like, yeah. With the ponytail still, though, because yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, this felt like a really good Cynthia Rothrock action movie that had a ridiculous amount of amazing cameos in it.
Yeah. So that was the confusing part of this movie. So we saw it when it came out, and it was like, Oh, Hugh McGregor's in this. And Michael Douglas. And Antonio Banderas.
And Michael Fassbender.
Bill Paxton
is like, what is going on? Channing Tatum!
Yep.
What happened with this movie? The whole movie cost like $25 million. What?
It was to pay all those guys.
Yeah.
Well, that's $25 million wouldn't cover some of those guys. They were either working for Union Scale for this movie.
I think some of them just wanted to work with Soderbergh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was an okay movie. I liked the action.
I liked the action too because it was realistic.
It was very realistic.
The fights are akin, like they're a more realistic version of Daniel Craig's James Bond, like
yes.
The real visceral MMA.
Yeah.
It's like
bones cracking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do get injured.
That fight with her and Michael Fassbender is like, oh.
Yes. She thinks that movie that she sinks that sick triangle, and it's like that moment just makes the movie for me because I feel like in movies, they don't properly choke people. Like, that's the problem is, you know, somehow Hollywood directors got together and said, we don't know how to properly sync chokes, so we're all just going to do it improperly. And that's what, you know, this movie got it right, so, you know, that's a win for me.
There's just so many punches to the ribs and kidneys.
Kicks to the gut.
If you're fighting for your life, that's what you're going to go for. You're not going to do swings.
You know what? The fights were quick. Mm-hmm. They were brutal. Yeah. They didn't last real long.
Right.
And
that's how fights generally go.
Right. And you could tell that the people who were in the fights were just wasted after that 3 minutes of action. And that was appropriate.
They're going all out.
Yeah.
That was appropriate.
Yeah.
And I really like that.
So, the worst part of this movie is the chick herself. And I don't know if she's just a terrible actress or if it's that they changed her voice, which made every line that she delivered awful.
Both.
This was her first major movie.
Well, if you've ever heard her talk before, and I will say, you know, in all honesty, I was a Gina Carano fan before she was an actress. I was a fan of her when she was just a fighter. And she has this kind of, like, real low-talking kind of accent. That's what she sounds like. Because she doesn't have to be dynamic because she punches ladies in the face for a living.
Right.
And so, you know, so I can see she's not a great actor. Like, if you saw Fast 6, she was in Fast 6, and she's not a great actress in that movie either. So
I can't say that I've seen any of the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, you are missing out.
I wear that as a badge of honor. Fantastic.
I don't think so.
Is it because Vin Diesel's in them?
No.
Vin Diesel is the best thing ever.
I'm going to give her a pass on the acting because this is kind of like her first major motion picture.
Right.
So the storyline was built around her, her capabilities. So there is not a whole lot of bloody dialogue.
Yeah,
it's a lot of action and physical thing. Now she does that really well.
She's probably like the only person. I mean, well, not the only, but you know,
got the. I say if it's just physical action and not a lot of dialogue, she's gonna do great. Now she can go to get some drama coaches and some dialogue coaches and work on that dialogue. But quite frankly, this movie and this script. There's not a whole lot of talking. This is a thriller that's built around a plot.
I think the whole movie is just an excuse. It's like a fight movie that is, we're going to throw in plot as an excuse.
There's enough there to keep you engaged.
But here's the thing. So what I loved is the heist that they pull in Barcelona, there is no talking for like 20 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
That was great. I was fine with that. But then after that, there's a lot of talking. Like when she's walking around that party, Michael Fassbender is talking, and like everybody else is really good, so it makes her stand out as really bad.
Well, you know, that kind of worked into the plot element because at the beginning of the movie, it's established she doesn't like being around people very much. She's a mission oriented agent. She doesn't like to do the whole eye candy thing. She's uncomfortable in crowds.
Right.
And it was so much to this movie that just. I didn't understand why they were doing what they were doing, like, most of the time.
The
plot was so convoluted. It's like,
I know.
We need to set up this one specific person because we can set her up.
Yeah.
There was not a...
All right, well, she has to go.
Why?
Well,
there was she appears to be loyal.
Explanation finished.
The reason why they were setting her up was she said in the end she's getting ready to leave, and most of the clients like her, they don't care much for Kevin. So if she was going to leave Jorge...
But she's already not a people person. That's broken. What does this mean?
Well, the thing is, though, she may not be a people person with other people in crowds, but she has... Well, what she does really well, and that's why they want her.
Yeah, she's a people person when it comes to kicking.
Yes. She does the full contact thing.
I didn't see her wrestle a single bear.
When my foot goes into your face, that's how I'm a people person.
Yeah.
Because I kicked you in the face. I'll
choke you with my leg. But we're going to do like face to face, though. Not behind your back.
Except for when I shoot you, then I have to put a pillow over your head.
Well, that's polite. That's just etiquette.
That's to keep the noise down. But I think it was one thing that they said that the one thing that they did say the people in the other rooms were complaining about the noise.
If I was in the other room,
fight going on there, you wouldn't even call.
It was a classy hotel. Maybe there was soundproofing.
I just assumed that was Michael Fassbender's huge dog.
Classy hotels and terrible soundproofing.
I've seen his penis. It's big.
Everybody should see his penis. It's pretty.
Just
watch Shame. You see it a lot.
That's true.
See it a lot. I'm sort of celebrity penis list. Top 10.
Top 10, like quality or quantity?
Quality. How do you do a top 10 list of quantity? I guess if you were measuring inches, but
yeah.
I think that's more quality then. But measuring inches is an incomplete measurement of quality, though. You gotta take it's a multifaceted.
Dimensional. Dimensional thing.
Yeah. Total volume.
Total volume.
Entire package.
Oh, yes.
Grooming, just general shape. Does it have a face? If it has a face, that's...
Seems like you put a lot of thought into this.
I put a lot of thought about everything.
I respect that. Yeah.
Mostly penises.
Boom. Now, killed this show.
Program. I was looking at the Rotten Tomatoes page for this movie.
80%? What?
That confused me.
That seems really high.
This movie got some... ridiculous critical love, but the people who saw the movie, only 40% liked it.
I can see that, and I say that because
there's a lot of Soderbergh stroking. That is a lot of it. That and the acting talent. That
was Antonio Banderas' beard. Did you see that magnificent thing?
He went with the full. Yeah,
there was one
beard.
Scene where he was even just stroking himself. He knew.
Well, if you have a beard like that, you have to.
I didn't think he said anything in that scene. He just rubbed his beard.
He rubbed his beard, and the sound that it made was the dialogue.
I see. I just think that this movie is like, it sort of ignores the pretense that you have to tell a lot of story to make a movie.
They certainly tried, though.
Well.
And the story was terrible.
There's not a lot of exposition, though.
I'm on board with that.
Action movies are usually pretty weak in the plot and character development. I mean, look, quite frankly, we go to action movies to see action.
Right.
We want to see the fights. We want to see the massive explosions. We want to see all the car chases. If there's a story involved in it, that's fine. That's a bonus.
Yeah.
So was there a really good reason why she was telling the kid from Sky High her whole story? Because I didn't understand
either.
Oh my God, that guy wasn't Sky High.
That was the main guy in Sky High.
She just wanted to unload on somebody? Or?
No, she wanted to because she thought if she was going to die that he could then pass
tell her father.
Get killed?
Well.
That's about all he was ready to do.
There were many confusing elements.
That whole opening scenario where she goes in there, she gets in the fight, she leaves with him, but leaves his buddies who... obviously know who he is, and she understands that the guy that she left there, she left Channing Tatum there, who is well-connected, and she knows that all they have to do is ask those guys what that guy's name is and what kind of car he drives.
First off, that's Magic Mike, all right?
That is Magic Mike.
He would never do that.
No, he's not that good.
He's a broken arm. So there's a lot of
wised him up.
There's a lot of confusing things in the movie for me, Tony. Particularly... I don't know how to phrase this. All right, so the movie is largely this chick going around kicking ass, which
is
fine.
I don't even know
that's
why you
better
have to,
than fine.
I don't even know why you have to say that's a fine. Yeah. Like it's no, controversial.
No, it's.
But hold on. When I get to my next part, you'll see why I start with that. So the movie is largely that chick going around kicking ass, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so by the point in the movie where she's in her father's house, sneaking around and stabbing people in the dark, she's killed a lot of dudes. Like, she's killed a lot
Rambo
of dudes.
Rambo face paint.
Yeah, yeah. She has got her murder face on, and it's gorgeous. Channing Tatum gets shot. Ewan McGregor runs out of the room. Bill Paxton runs over to Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum says, no, go help her. What? This chick has killed like 50 people by this point. Yeah, she's probably fine. You're bleeding out on the floor. This is a confusing contradiction in the movie for me. What I assumed was a cool movie about a chick kicking ass somehow has to be undermined by random scenes like that that's just awkward. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. No one thinks... Bill Paxton, she's probably fine. You know how she orchestrated the murder of everybody in this house except for us? Yeah, she got that shit covered. Don't worry about it. But instead, Channing Tatum dies.
He just dies.
Awkward thing. Just... There's a weird red light on him.
He's being a gentleman, maybe. I don't know.
It's weird.
But he was supposed to go make furniture.
It's Magic Mike, right?
It's Magic Mike.
Have you seen him dance?
He needed to go make more furniture.
Tony, I'm going to make a recommendation to you.
Magic Mike 2.
No.
It's coming.
This movie kind of is Magic Mike 2. Have you seen 21 Jump Street? The remake with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill? That movie is so much funnier than it has any goddamn right to be.
You're right.
It's a great movie.
It really is.
It's a great movie.
The scene at the end with the cameos of the original 21 Jump Street crew is fantastic.
Shoots that guy's dick off. I see it there. Pick it up for me. Pick up my dick. Oh, damn it. All right, so I got to about 75% of this movie where she's in that airplane hangar with Michael Douglas. How much longer does the movie go on past that? Because I do not remember the ending.
Approximately about another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because she sneaks around and murder faces.
It's basically that's the point at which that's the plot device to say, now there's going to be some payback. And then she goes and delivers about 10, 15 minutes of brutal payback.
Until she gets to Antonio Banderas. He just says, oh, shit.
Yep, and that's...
Credits.
Roll credits. Well, because, you don't have to elaborate.
To tell you the truth, they could have lopped the 10 minutes off this movie when she just drives away and tells Michael Douglas, I'll tell you when I find Kevin. They just left it at that.
Yeah.
She's going to find them.
Yeah, I mean, they could have, but then you wouldn't have seen, more awesome...
We don't really need to know.
I think that, there's always more.
It would have been a stronger ending and left it open for a sequel.
The thing is,
I don't think you're gonna...
Just watch the movie again. It's kind of like its own sequel.
Yeah.
To but figure out all the
I think it would have been a stronger move if they just lopped it off right at that last 10 minutes and figured that she's going to hunt these guys down. Because we know what she's capable of.
Up to this point, I've kind of already seen her do that 15 times. So, I mean, I'm already in for that.
The fights are a little bit repetitive. Because
they're just fights.
They're not the crazy, over-the-top action sequences.
Now, listen, Tony, if it's not a lightsaber duel in a volcano, I am not interested.
Arms have to be cut off.
That's the new lowest acceptable standard.
There needs to be at least 3 limbs chopped off of one person.
Tony, I've got the high ground. I talk about a lot. It doesn't actually matter because we can both jump really, really high.
But I can start from a higher place.
I have this entire planet that we've just fought all over, but I need to be right where you're standing right now. God damn it, I hate this goddamn place. So bad. Oh, it makes me itch.
Itch. Well, anyway, let's sum it up. Haywire. It's a decent action movie. If you got nothing else better to do on a rainy Saturday afternoon, it's really fun to watch. If you like to see a real MMA fighter being an actor or trying to be an actor.
Well, yeah,
she's got a lot of potential ahead of her as an action star.
Yeah.
But she's going to have to work on a few things. And she's got to have the right roles for it. I mean, let's face it, when Schwarzenegger started out his movie career, they didn't give him a whole lot of dialogue either.
Listen, and Conan, he bit that crow in half. He bit the crow in half.
But
you can't teach that in acting school.
No.
Fucked a camel.
But you can learn it while weightlifting, yes. But again, over time, he got better.
I kind of feel like she does not have a future.
I think she does. I think she does have a good future. Again, she's got to take some acting lessons.
She's
got to get the right movie roles, too.
She's got skills that few others have, I think, is in that she is...
About the closest thing I can suggest, she's closer to being an actor is Jackie Chan. Because he was a stuntman. He got into the acting role. She can follow that same kind of path. And probably do fairly well.
Right. Well, she is ridiculously athletic, and she has skills that, you know, you're not going to find a lot of actresses that have the kind of skills that she has. No, they can actually, yes.
I read her biography. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Ridiculous.
Yes, I've punched out 7 other people.
Her arms are ridiculous. Oh, my God.
She fills out those dresses quite nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Her dad was a professional quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, which one?
The Denver Broncos. He was
Glenn Carano. He played for the Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys as a backup quarterback for Roger Staubach and Danny White from 1977 to 1983.
Is that guy's name really Staubach?
Staubach.
I heard Staubach.
She's got her athletic chops are pretty impressive too.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't think that she's got an action career in front of her because generally, for the female action stars, that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for Michelle Rodriguez, who plays a really butch chick.
You know what?
But is not actually a really butch chick.
You know who I would like to see her play? Mercy.
I don't know what that is.
That is Lex Luthor's bodyguard.
Yes.
He has a Themyscarian bodyguard, which is the one.
I don't know what that is either.
It's the same island that.
Oh, Wonder Woman comes from. Oh, yeah.
All right.
She could be Wonder Woman.
No.
Oh, I could see her as Wonder Woman.
I could see her physically being Wonder Woman. I can't see her acting as Wonder Woman. I want to see somebody.
She had a golden lasso. What else do you need?
I can see her being Trinity. Or, not Trinity. Mercy, though. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to say a whole lot. In fact, I don't think Mercy really has any dialogue.
Oh, she does have some, but just a little bit.
She plays a bodyguard / driver for Lex Luthor. I could totally see her just killing that role.
Beat
the shit out of somebody.
She has a spear?
She doesn't need one.
Oh, come on.
Her hands are spears.
She does have a few more movies in the pipe.
Does she?
Something called In the Blood, which is completed and due out in 2014, and she has been announced for an untitled Adi Shankar project.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
That was kind of a mystery,
like a weird fighting pornography.
I can believe that.
Hey, this sounds like a movie that she would be in. In the Blood, when her husband goes missing during their Caribbean vacation, a woman sets off on her own to take down the men she thinks are responsible.
Kind of like taking
that.
First in the list, Danny Trejo.
Oh, you know how I love Danny Trejo. Danny Trejo sings the songs of
people. Wait. Stephen Lang, who was the military guy in Avatar. Luis Guzman. Treat Williams.
What? This sounds like the best movie ever. Wait. Why are all the Hispanics the villains? I already know that's what's happening.
Because they're in the Caribbean.
What? If they're all pirates, I'm...
Luis Guzman plays Chief Ramon Garza.
Yeah, he always does. He's Luis Guzman. Hey, it's me, Guzman. God damn. I miss the whole community. It was so good.
Anyway, sounds like, again, they're pairing her up with a very strong list of male actors to kind of support her role.
Hey, you know what the tagline for this movie was? They left her no choice.
I kind of feel like they did... Well, I kind of feel like they made arbitrary choices and she just happened to win the lottery of, whoop, this is the person
we're going to kill. I think that we don't have enough information to actually determine whether she had a choice or not.
Yeah. Well, the tagline does give us some more information. It tells us we don't have anything to overturn.
Well, it has no choice. They've already spent their money. So they're committed for 90
minutes. Gina Carano's voice was altered for the film, giving her character a deeper-sounding voice.
I know, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Maybe that's why her delivery was so awful.
That is, it's kind of what she sounds like, but if you hear interviews, that is...
This this would have been a better choice. Dennis Quaid was originally cast as her dad.
Yeah, would that really make a difference? I don't know.
I like Dennis Quaid better than Bill Paxton.
Movie tie record is 12-1-1.
It really wasn't that important.
What's that? Her movie tie record is 12-1-1.
Oh, yeah, no, she was a...
That's goddamn ridiculous.
She was a champion. She went to Thailand. She became world champion.
Is she the chick in the Pepsi commercial? No, never mind.
Yeah.
One of the Pepsi commercials, it's the... I was picked for a mod. Like, they go through this thing where I was one of, like, 400,000 people picked for this modeling gig, whatever. And then, like, the last one is also I'm a prize-winning MMA fighter or some fighting, whatever.
I doubt that's her.
There's some supermodel who's actually, like, never mind. Cancel. When I find it, I'll find it.
The first and last word of this movie are the same.
Yep.
Shit. Because she says it when she sees Channing Tatum pull up, and then the villain says it.
We can all read the IMDb trivia.
Hey.
Did you know she's the first winner? She received the first Chick Norris Award.
What?
For this movie.
Yes.
What is the Chick Norris Award?
It is exactly Chuck what it Norris. Sounds like it is.
Wow.
She was number 16 in Maxim's Hot 100 list in 2009.
Originally, in the fight sequence between her and Michael Fassbender, her character missed when she threw the vase, but when they were shooting, she had an adrenaline rush and smashed the vase against his head.
Yeah, I would be worried about doing mock fight scenes with her.
Kick your ass.
No, yeah.
There is no mock fight scene with her. They're full on.
Ridiculously real.
Yeah, I'm really...
Yeah, I cringed when she kicked him through that glass door. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Yeah.
It really was. The fight scenes were ridiculously good.
They were pretty good.
Well, it helps when you do it for a living. You kind of get that speed combination going on there. They look really good. They look really real because they are real. They're throwing real punches there.
Yeah.
It's not the stuntman who's on the receiving end is as good as she is. You have to be, otherwise you tear him apart.
Right. Well, they're putting more women's MMA. They just cast Ronda Rousey in the next Expendables movie. So clearly it's, I don't know, maybe it's a trend now.
But isn't the next Expendables movie the all-female version?
I don't know. I just know that I'm gonna see it, so it's, just excellent. Not worry about it.
Yeah. Must not be, because I see a lot of dudes' names here.
Stallone,
Statham, Jet Li, Antonio Banderas, Wesley Snipes, Mel Gibson, Dolph Lundgren, Harrison Ford, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Harrison Ford.
Kellen Lutz, Terry Crews, nice. Kelsey Grammer.
What? Oh, that's in there.
What is happening?
Definitely they're appealing to some group.
Playing a character named Bonaparte.
Bonaparte.
Frasier fans?
Are going to die.
All right.
I was much happier before you read that. But much happier.
Now your world's caving in on
itself. I've brought you down.
You brought someone
down. Down, down,
down. Oh, she's with The Rock in that Fast 6 movie.
Yeah.
Well, not. You didn't mention The Rock, though.
Oh, yeah.
The Rock has been just about every one of them.
She's The Rock's.
No, yeah, The Rock wasn't in the first one. I follow The Rock on Twitter. I'm pretty much an expert on everything The Rock's. He's going to be Hercules, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have to pat the bill for it.
He is is awful. It's a terrible wig. There's a big wig.
Oh, that makes me sad. Well, they do call him Franchise Viagra.
Franchise Viagra.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does make a ton of money for movies.
He did.
Hey, you know what? I don't think there's going to be a sequel to this. It had a $23 million budget and grossed $19.
Mm. You're talking about Haywire?
Yeah,
that's the thing, because everybody was wrong, because this movie is awesome. It's super awesome, and it's the appropriate length, because it's only about an hour and a half long.
It is.
It looks great, and it's mostly well-acted.
It got really dark at a weird point. Like, it was too dark at about the hour, 10-minute mark.
Wait, like in tone, or?
No, just in lighting.
Light? You mean when she was in the... Fighting in the dark,
house, yeah.
Like when she turned all the lights off?
Yeah.
Where it's supposed to be dark?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too dark.
Like where you're not supposed to be able to see everything?
Yeah, no, I was...
We've seen her kicking ass through the whole movie.
Yeah, now I'm just listening to her kick ass in the dark. Yeah.
What's the point?
No, I was fine with that. Listen, if you could see any more, you would... Oh, it would only draw attention to how fucking weird that scene was with Channing Tatum and Bill Paxton.
It is have it does have Magic Mike and Chet in it, though, so...
It does. You know, I kind of went into this movie with almost no expectations, but through conclusive evidence, watching a chick kick real ass, it's not as hot as I thought it could be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could see that as a sporting event as well.
No, I'm not. There's only one sport I'm going to watch.
If you really want to see that all the time.
I do.
Funky.
I kind of hope that, like, Aaron Rodgers' uniform gets knocked off and he's out there naked.
He doesn't.
I know. I trip and fall into a man pile.
Collapse into a puddle.
Wait, why is there a puddle?
He would collapse into a puddle if that happened.
I've been tapping this chick's face for like 5 minutes to get the picture close.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it. That
Hold on. Good. What?
What?
Kabam talks for your play. Can't, never mind. Cancel. I thought that was news for her, and the company was Kabam. The next thing was King IPO, but I read it as King Hippo. And I was like, is there going to be a Punch-Out movie with her as the guy? Because that would be awesome.
She is King Hippo.
No, she wouldn't be King Hippo. She'd be the guy.
Yeah.
And then in the end, she could fight Mike Tyson, and that would be awesome.
That would be kind of
awesome. I would kickstart this. There's a movie I would watch.
We need to kickstart it and then make it happen.
Yeah, there's a movie I would watch, Tony. I would watch her go 10 rounds.
It would be one of the greatest video game movies ever.
To all of the Punch-Out opponents.
Glass Joe.
I don't need any plot. I don't even need to see the front of her. I would love for the camera to just sit behind.
Just like they did in Doom when they went first person.
That was cool. Yeah. That would be awesome. And then we could even have a really racist training scene. The black guy on the bike. It would be awesome.
Man. The announcer, whenever he talks into his mic, it comes out as 8-bit voice. When he pulls the mic away, he talks perfectly normal.
Tony, I ain't coming out here, because I always have great ideas, and then I forget them by the time I get home.
You just start writing them down.
If only there was a record of these ideas. If only it was recorded somewhere, so you could access them later. Show. I mean...
My opinion of people who listen to this show is pretty low. Just saying, I think everybody knows that already.
They do. This movie was also known as Knockout, which is pretty close to Punch-Out.
Yes.
I know. See, somebody else thought of this before I did.
They can't take credit for my idea.
Who owns the rights to
Punch-Out?
To Punch-Out. I don't know, but the more you say it, the more I want to see this as a movie. Because now, like, you know, the... Who do you cast as, like, what's that guy's name? Soda Popinski. Who do you get for that guy?
Listen, I don't remember who all the villains were.
That's all the only one I remember. That's it.
Villain is probably a little strong because there's no plot.
There's the kind of the racist one with the turban.
There's kind of a lot of racist
ones.
Well, it's
a lot of that.
Welcome to the 80s. Racism was hilarious. Characters, here we go.
That's what I was looking for. Too.
Here we go. Captain Rainbow. All right, well, that's offensive.
What?
Fabulous.
I don't know why.
The main characters are Lil Mac and there it is. Doc Lewis. Main the opponents. Yeah. Aaron Ryan, Bald Bull, Bear Hugger, Bob Charlie, Disco Kid, Don Flamenco.
Oh, yes, Don Flamenco.
Donkey Kong.
That's only in the Wii version.
Yeah. Dragon Chan.
That's racist.
Gabby J.
That's also racist.
Glass Joe. Great Tiger. Racist. That has got to be racist. Hike Kajiro. Hoi Quarlo.
Why are there so many Asian boxers?
That might be in the
You know what? Never mind. I think I answered my own question.
Is
boxing King Hippo? In Asia?
Thai kickboxing is.
Mad Clown.
Punch-Out was not Thai kickboxing.
Mike Tyson / Mr. Dream.
What?
That's what it says.
Depending on which version.
Oh, probably. Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman.
That's when you can take it easy.
Narcissus. Nick Bruiser. Piston Hondo. Piston Hurricane. Pizza Pasta. I remember Pizza Pasta. Rick Bruiser, Soda Popinski, Super Macho Man, and Von Kaiser. Cameo characters. Donkey Kong Jr. and Mario.
Mm. Well, I'm happy we did this.
Great. Oh, here's now a list of here's a list of where out. They appear. In,
I'm appear. Looking at that right now. Because I never played the arcade version. I just played the NES version.
So the NES version had Bald Bull, Don Flamenco, Glass Joe, Great Tiger, King Hippo, Mike Tyson, Mr. Sandman, Piston Honda, Soda Popinski, Super Macho Man, and Von Kaiser.
That's a big, long, racist list. Hey, man, let me see a serious question. Whatever happened to the Power Glove?
They turned it into a Teledildonics device.
No. I know that exists, but that's not the evolution of Power Glove.
I'm pretty sure that's what it became.
I don't think that's how that worked.
I don't know.
Did you really put your dick in that thing? Because it was... They did not have the whole
No. That's not how the Teledildonics... That's not how you'd use it. You'd use it to feel someone else at a distance.
What?
Teledildonics. Yes. That's what Teledildonics
no,
is.
No, I get what Teledildonics is, yeah. But I don't think you're appropriately understanding the apparatus as itself.
They,
hold on. That's not how that works. That's not how Teledildonics works. They're, somebody else is touching them? You. You're manipulating. It's like a Dutch rudder.
There's still someone has to be touching something.
There's a subtle difference between I'm touching somebody or they're touching.
It's the difference between a Dutch rudder and a double Dutch rudder.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah,
it's the double Dutch rudder.
So there was applications of a device like the Power Glove in music, where they hooked it up to a MIDI keyboard and you could play a keyboard without a keyboard.
This just sounds like Mario music.
I've got I can show you a video of
I'm tired of watching your videos, tell me.
Marillion doing this.
I don't know who that is, but that sounds racist.
Their
as
name
well.
Their name is based on Silmarillion.
Oh, are they long and boring?
They have some really long songs. I
bet they do. Spans thousands of years.
They have a song called Grendel that's like 19 minutes
long. No!
And it is about Grendel.
Whoa. Was it about Beowulf or John Gardner's Grendel, which was a really good book?
It's kind of a... It was based on Beowulf, but it was after somebody read John Gardner's Grendel, which is a really good book.
It is a good book. So is Beowulf.
Beowulf is good, but I personally prefer Grendel. Grendel's easier to read.
Grendel explores more of the concept of me as a monster.
Beowulf
explores middle-aged men, like Middle Ages men ripping the arms off monsters and beating them to death with it, which I appreciate as well.
I can see. Let's kickstart a Grendel movie based on John Gardner's Grendel and have Gina Carano play Grendel's mom.
Why would you have her play Beowulf?
Oh, yeah!
Have her play Beowulf.
That would be awesome.
Then we can have the opponents from Punch-Out play Grendel and Grendel's mom! And then the sea serpent. There's a
King
sea serpent
Hippo.
At the end.
Who would King Hippo be?
The sea serpent.
Okay.
And then the Soda Popinski could be Hrothgar.
You've just gone too far.
Mike Tyson would be Grendel.
Mike Tyson would be Grendel. That would be perfect.
Just biting everybody's ears off. Instead of ripping arms off, he bites ears off.
Beowulf shows up, Hrothgar's like, yeah, we got a problem. Nobody's
got any ears.
No one's died yet. But nobody can hear anything. Kingdom is ruined. I'll take care of your problem. What? Told you I missed this.
I think we're done.
Tony, 2 weeks ago, let me tell you the story before we end.
All right.
2 weeks ago, Audible sent me this promotion. And they're like, hey, if you pay us $12, we'll give you 3 free credits. All right? Well, you can't give me 3 free credits if I pay you $12. You give me 3 credits for $4 each, all right? Someone's like, archive. So, of course, 2 weeks later, this book I've been waiting for months comes out, and I don't get my credit until the 30th, and the book is $30. I'm like, damn it. God damn you, Audible.
They got you.
They did get me.
What book?
The Republic of Thieves.
What is that?
The next book in the Gentleman Bastards.
Oh, okay.
It's the sequel to Lies of Lacrimora.
I have that book, and I've read the first chapter.
It's fantastic, but you should have gotten the audiobook. Just Michael Page is great.
I'll take your word for it.
You got a stack of books that you got to read. Like, did you finish Stormfront?
I finished Stormfront. We talked about that earlier.
Did we? Oh, I didn't know if you'd finished it, though.
I did finish it.
Are you going to move on to Full Moon, or are you
going to... I need to get the audio. I'm going to do it audio. I'm not going to read the physical media.
Yeah. You can probably pound through the book in 3 days.
Or I can listen
to... But I want James Marsters to read it to me.
Well, yeah. It's like, I could read the GFL series, but I like when Scott Sigler reads them to me.
Yeah, I also, because he has, like, the creepiest female voices that he does, and they're all Hispanic. I don't know why every female he does is Hispanic. He is not Hispanic.
No.
All right, now I'm done.
All right. Next week, Gravity.
That's bullshit.
You're bullshit.
I know, it's awesome. No one calls me on it.
Jesus, I want more Robbie in the league. Because I want Art. I want to see Art being Robbie.
Art's Robbie is the worst.
And then he kept saying stuff.
I know.
Like he would just say the weirdest, most random things. It's like... You're totally trolling us. You are here as Robbie, and you're just trolling us.
I think he might have died.
Robbie?
Yeah.
Well, because he dies in the key episode.
That episode was awesome.
It was. That was really a great awesome. Episode.
And then I liked that the next episode just picks up, like, starts the same way, only doesn't follow Robbie out.
Yep.
That was great. Because we started watching, and I was like, oh, shit, did this just record the other episode again? Kevin's car is gone.
I took your car, Brian.
I also like that the league has completely abandoned any ties to the football. Like, they don't talk about football at all anymore.
Yep.
Which is funny.
Which is fine.
I appreciate it.
I don't care.
I mean, appreciated it because so I went back and started watching. I had it on while I was doing other stuff, so I was just rewatching some old episodes because they're funny. The episode where Jenny gives birth to Chalupa Batman. She's in labor, and they're doing the draft in the delivery room.
Right.
And she's like, oh, should I take Adrian Peterson first? And the doctor's like, no. No one has ever come back from an ACL injury. And that season, Adrian Peterson came back, and he had
the best season.
Incredible season. Yeah. And he almost broke the, like, he was 8 yards away from breaking the all-time rushing record. And got, like, comeback player of the year, or he got league MVP. I don't remember which one it was, but. Like, oh, that's hilarious. You're missing out on the stories, Tony, that we assigned to the random statistics after the fact.
Heavy petting.
Hey, so I got into this argument. I have this recurring argument with the people in my office about how whether or not football is completely random or not. And they're like, no, you just don't know what you're talking about because the player's skill factors into it. Yeah, they are likely to have a better game, but that does not mean that they will have a better game. Well, that's just a narrow way of looking at it. Is that a narrow way of looking at it? That's how statistics work.
Mm-hmm.
God.
You're right.
I know I'm right, and it's frustrating.
If that were the case, then it would be way more predictable than it is, but it is insanely unpredictable.
I know! It would not be any fun to play this game if it wasn't.
They'd shut down betting.
No one would bet on it.
It
was just crazy.
It would be a no-win situation for gamblers. It would be just like going to a casino. You'd have the same loss odds.
What are the odds the sun's going to rise in the east tomorrow? Yeah, pretty goddamn good. But that doesn't definitely mean it's going to happen. Our sun could explode and knock us out of orbit or turn the Earth the other way around, you know?
Or a meteor could pass between the sun and the air, and the sun and, or the Earth and the moon, and the moon could split. We could go into a dark age and Thunder the Barbarian could go around kicking everybody's ass.
Yes. Is it likely? No.
But it could happen.
Yes. So is that random? Probably not. We're approaching the point where, you know, random uncertainty kind of, you know, that asymptote of, you're never going to get 100% certainty on anything, but. And then you get close enough that you can just call it. So you're saying it's not random. Oh, I think there's a subtle difference here you're not picking up. So you're saying everything's random. Yeah, kinda. And it really is frustrating that you don't see that the glory of your life is that so many, an infinite number of random occurrences had to occur in a specific way to bring you to this point right here, right now. And that you can't understand that is probably why you're all middle-aged and depressed.
Oh, that's the reason.
I also
the reason that not
it's
not
it's also because true, it's also because there aren't Disney princess strippers.
Yeah, that's also well, we can make that happen. That's gonna happen. I also get this perverse pleasure.
Has anybody kickstarted a strip club?
No. But
first.
There is an adult Kickstarter site. I do know that.
What?
It and I know this because most of the projects that get funded are apparently furry related. And I can't remember what it's called, but it's like, you know, you can go find your favorite furry porn videos and, you know.
That is a good idea, though. Crowdsource the direction.
Offbeater. That's the name of the site.
That is very good. So we have this perverse pleasure. So since the Cardinals are in the World Series, I've been doing nothing but shitting on baseball. And, like, so I've been doing this to people who've been making fun of me for doing nerd stuff. And, like, the shock on their face.
You can't get much nerdier than baseball nerds, though.
That right! So really like can. No, baseball is a stupid
football,
sport.
Football nerds are they're worse than baseball nerds. Baseball nerds don't take their shirts off and paint their entire torsos.
But here's the thing:
face.
Football is entertaining to watch. Yeah. Baseball is awful.
Yeah, baseball is just really, so boring. Really fucking boring.
See, and so like the shock on his face that I would shit on something that he likes. Yeah, yeah. Welcome. This is what you've
welcome
done your entire
geek.
Life to people.
Yeah.
And then the shittiest thing about it is that I feel guilty afterwards, and I know he's never going to feel guilty, so then I feel superior, and then I feel guilty about feeling superior. It's a complex range of emotions and a series of events that most people are never going
to
understand.
Yeah, you don't need to expend that
the
much
ultimate energy. 3D sex game.
Whoa. What? Hold on. What kind
AKA
of devices are
X Story Player V9.9.
You know, I've played the ultimate 3D sex game. It's
sex.
Called
it's
sex.
With the real human?
Stuffed face.
I've had middle to fair success.
It's 105%. It's 105%. We at Stuffed Face welcome you. What is it? Stuffed Face will be a community for face-sitting enthusiasts.
That's not really a stuffed face, though.
Boba Fett. A three... an XXX live-action porn parody. It's 9% funded.
For Boba Fett?
Boba Fett.
Yeah, because you really could get anybody in that costume.
Yeah. Is there a Wookiee? Is there a Chewbacca Yoda / porn yet?
The Devirginator, a comedic porn comic.
See, here's the problem.
Huh. How to prepare for anal sex.
Here's the problem. The people who are funding this are not creative enough to come up with the projects that need to be
made. I don't see that they're funding it.
Oh, is it just people voting on it? That's even worse.
Well, their votes.
Like, here's the thing. Super Horny Old Brothers, I would have put money towards that because that's a clever idea.
Oh, wait. Here's a pledge.
Is it absence?
Virtual reality porn with real life models. There's 42 votes of 170 needed.
Wait, votes?
And then there's 24% of $4,000.
Maybe you have to vote in order to get the opportunity to raise money.
Maybe.
This is a complicated process. Probably why it's not as popular as Kickstarter. Kickstarter is pretty simple. I just give it money and it goes away.
Yeah, but Kickstarter is never going to embrace space sitting. So, you know, you got to go somewhere.
I did hire Luke Crane.
Brothel Sim 2.
I played Brothel Sim 1.
Oh, Brothel Sim. Is this like... You know,
brothels
manage inventory.
IM 2. You're lost, far from home, owing a certain someone a great deal of money.
I like where this is going.
I do love retail.
I like
business simulation games. I love them so much.
That's yeah. True.
I played this game called Seven Sims once, Tony, and basically it was just The Sims, only all of your needs were the level of whatever the deadly sins. That
nice.
You had at the time.
That's
so you had to
great.
Do actions to alleviate it. Like, unless you'd have to go bang someone.
So here's the premise.
One of them was peeing, and, like, when you pissed, like, there were flies in the toilet, and you would piss on the flies and knock them out. It was like a minigame. I spent hours on this goddamn minigame. You're certain this is not the point of this game.
You're lost, far from home, owing a certain someone a great deal of money for cargo you carelessly lost, and without a penny to your name. Clearly, there's one thing to do. Start a brothel.
That is my go-to.
Oh, wait, so you start the brothel, you're not, like, actually whoring.
No, you,
it's totally legit.
This is a thing. This is a website called Brothel Sim. Brothels.im.
Tony, I would play that game.
I'm looking at the website right now.
Can I join?
Yeah, what's your overhead?
I'm not really sure. There's a demo.
I would not download it.
Not going to.
I'm not really security conscious, but I would not download that. I download just about everything.
The art is very anime. Oh, that's interesting.
It's not anime if it's had sex on it, but it's hentai.
Okay, that's what it is. Well, it was anime until I scrolled down a little bit. Now it's hentai.
Is there tentacles? Because then it could be tentai.
I think... I'm not really sure exactly what's going on in this picture, but it looks like...
Those are tentacles, then.
It looks like there are things penetrating this poor child, and there's something coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
It's not attached to anything. It's coming out. Yeah.
Somebody's got to give those people money because that sounds quality.
Hey, have you heard about this Patreon website?
What?
Patreon?
No.
Patreon. So it's like Kickstarter, only the idea is that you're a patron of whatever organization.
Okay.
That you're doing. So you pledge to give them money when they do something.
All right.
So like Maggie's got that game company thing that she's doing when she entered the Cards Against Humanity deathmatch.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Okay. She entered that thing, and so she and these two dudes are doing games. So they set them up, and so like, hey, we're going to release a game alone. So you pledge to give them money if they make that.
That's cool.
That's a clever model, because it just models like, you know, Renaissance-style patrons.
Mm-hmm.
It's adding an extra level of nerd, I feel.
It's adding a level of bureaucracy to Kickstarter.
Yes.
Because Kickstarter... You just propose something that you think is cool and people throw money at you. Then maybe you do it.
Yes. As a person who's waiting for several games to finish being under development.
I've got a device that I'm getting called Pressy. It's Android-based, but it's a button that you can add to your Android device.
So it's for poor people.
No. That's not how that works.
So it's not for the discerning consumer.
God damn you. It's a button that's programmable that you can add to your Android device.
Oh, yeah, the thing you put on the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, through like the microphone jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's pretty cool.
Because you can have it do whatever you want it to do.
Yeah, that's clever. Like the one thing that I thought was clever was, like, you're on a date, you long press it, and it will just call you. Oh, I gotta take this phone call.
Tony, you went on some bad dates.
That would have been a bad date.
I only dated interesting people.
I never needed to do that. Well, some of the people I dated before I had a cell phone.
Why does that appeal to you now, though?
No, that's just one
Julie,
of the
I gotta go.
Work's calling. Gotta go. I'm in a meeting. I'm in a work meeting. Oh! School's calling, I gotta go.
But the idea is that you can just program it to do
something. Yeah, they've got a number of things that they have set up for it to do, and then...
It's on Android, you can have it do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You just need an
they've got a
job.
They've developed an API for it.
Nobody can fucking do it for Java. Objective-C is not much better. Objective-C is worse. It's worse to me.
Pressy, the almighty Android button.
I just made my phone like a wall in person.
That's one thing I would probably use, of course, taking photos. Just push it to take a photo. Because that's the one thing. One of the early Android phones I had a hard-coded button on it. So that when I hold it like this, I could just push a button.
That's the thing I hate the most about my phone is that you have to press the screen, and it sucks.
Toggle Wi-Fi, record a phone call. Send your current location as an emergency button. Check all your social networks.
Because that'd never go wrong.
Hold on. Why do you need a quick button for that? How often is this happening that you'd be like, man, every time I have to set my
location. Say you're a stripper.
Turn on your flashlight.
I can just do all this stuff on my home screen now. Yeah, see, look, Tony. Two clicks. Oh. I don't know if you've seen those Windows commercials with the digging.
No.
Tell me, you seen the
I don't watch watch commercials.
Oh, you've seen it with a guy, like, they're digging, like, dirt's coming out of their phone. Like, so the Windows commercials are like, stop the digging.
I've not seen this. It's stupid. It sounds ridiculous.
So the whole premise is stop the digging. It's like the next scene is like the dude with the Windows phone, and he's also doing, like, the swipe thing to get this. It's like, come on. You're not going to revolutionize this interface because there's nothing better. And this is the best it's going to get until we move to a different device.
You can set 14 different click combinations.
Oh my god. I don't do 14 different things in a day.
All right. I suppose we could stop now.
Oh, we're still going?
Well, yeah. It's all just conversation.
Listen, Tony, I'm spilling gold over here.
Well, that's why I keep recording. I wait till you leave. That's when I stop.
Yeah, because what about if you have another amazing idea about we should turn Punch Out and do...
Oh, the Red Sox are winning!
We should have a Punch Out themed brothel.
Something about that seems incredibly wrong.
Seems like this could go really
highly inappropriate.
Or really right.
It depends Vegas. On what kind of safety gloves you've got. Hey, you like that thread where we're talking about going on vacation? That's like in 7 different directions.
Yeah, I wasn't on it before because I wasn't in on the Gen Con hangout.
It's because we hit you.
That's
fine. We conspired. Like, we invited everyone we knew, even if they weren't going to Gen Con.
That's not surprising. Yeah, I love how, okay, here's the decision. Oh, that's bad.
What?
We're going to do New Orleans, and we're going to do these 2 dates.
Yeah, I'm not
But yeah, no. I'd rather go to Vegas.
I'd also rather, okay. I'd rather go to Vegas.
I would rather go to New Orleans.
New Orleans is somewhat interesting during Mardi Gras, but really not.
I wouldn't even go during Mardi Gras.
What would you do in a city when there's no Mardi Gras? Here's the problem.
I like New Orleans as a city. I like the food. I like the people.
Yeah, you eat.
Yeah.
And you drink alcohol. You
drink and puke on something.
Well, you need something to puke, so you eat.
I definitely did that last time I was in Vegas. I didn't do it last time I was in New Orleans.
I did not care for Vegas.
I love Vegas. You can find anything to do in Vegas.
But I couldn't.
What?
It was boring. I was bored in Vegas.
You didn't go see a show?
I did see a show. The show was all right.
What show did you see?
One of the Cirque shows. The adult one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, they wanted to go there, and I was like, I'm not doing that.
It's all right. It's more of a burlesque kind of thing.
A little burlesque here.
Yeah.
Although I'm tired of seeing that one chick in Nike. The dudes are more entertaining to watch with the burlesque anyway.
I don't think I've ever been to one of them. I know I've not been to any ones here.
I had this one act where it was a midget and a really tall black guy, and the entire act was the midget jumping through various configurations of the black guy. The guy would jump through it. It was pretty hilarious. It was funny.
That would be pretty good. Yeah, I'd rather go to New Orleans.
Well, you and Stingray and Mrs. the Stingray can go to New Orleans.
That'd be fine.
Well, I would bang Vegas.
I would get so many beignets.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds awful.
Oh, they're really good.
Fried dough?
Not so much of
a fried. It's like a donut.
Go wrong with fried dough.
I'm not a fried food individual.
I like I like all the Cajun food, though, too. The Buffaletta, the po' boys. Yeah. Yeah, that's been happening for a while now.
Yeah.
All right, let's be done. Calling it. Time of death. 2044. Wait a minute, no, 2244.
Oh, God, I gotta take my cat to the vet tomorrow morning. There I go.
All right, see you guys next week.
Oh, my God, is it still recording, Tony?